Shabbat Shalom. It's a sad song. It's a sad tale. But we're gonna tell it anyway. That's what Hermes sings at the opening of Hadestown, an amazing retelling of the story of Orpheus and Eurydice that was the toast of Broadway that we miss so much. At the end of this tragic story, Eurydice is doomed to live in hell forever, and her beloved Orpheus must wander alone on the earth, bereft and inconsolable. The narrator, Hermes, starts to sing this song once again, which the audience recognizes from the opening lines of the show. And the storytelling begins once more. Once again, we see Eurydice and Orpheus's love bloom as they meet again for the first time. Although the general trajectory of a story may not change, the act of retelling allows us to reshape its meaning and significance. Torah is like this. We tell and retell the story of creation, the first human beings, Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel, Noah, the patriarchs and the matriarchs, all the way through Moses and the Israelites. Within the Torah itself, there are many retellings, lots of them. Some are different versions of the same tale. For example, the creation story happens twice, right at the very beginning of the Torah, with variations. The basics remain the same. God creates the world and human beings, but many small things with large implications are different. In the first telling, we are told that human beings are created in the image of God, an idea fully missing from the second iteration of creation. Can you imagine if the Torah didn't include that detail? That particular fact that we are created in God's image? That serves as a foundation for our understanding of the covenant, our ethics, and the belief that we all have a spark of holiness within us. Last week's Torah portion also presented a bold retelling. So bold, actually, that it names it as such. Deuteronomy, from the Greek meaning repeated law or second law, which alludes to the fact that Deuteronomy is a revised version or a new telling of a large part of the law and history contained in the first four books of the Torah that precede it. In Hebrew, the title for this book is different. It's Devarim, which translates as words, spoken things. Words are very important in the Torah. In fact, the entire world is created through language. God says, "Let there be light," and there is light. Words create worlds. And so retelling our stories is no small affair. There is a lot riding on our telling, as it determines our understandings of ourselves, our relationships, our experiences, and the trajectory which we are on. How will you retell the story of this time? How are you telling it to yourself right now? We cannot control our experience, but we can shape it in our recountings. All retelling is interpretive. At the end of the book of Genesis, Joseph tells of his dreams, interpreting their meaning as he shapes his narrative. We read, "Once Joseph had a dream, which he told to his brothers, and they hated him even more. He said to them, 'Hear this dream which I have dreamed. We were binding sheaves in the fields, when suddenly my sheaf stood up and remained upright, and then your sheaves gathered around and bowed low to my sheaf.' His brothers answered, 'Do you mean to reign over us? Do you mean to rule over us?' And they hated him even more for his talk of his dreams. in Joseph's telling. He seemed to have almost no ability to be self-reflective and nuanced in his speech, so that his brothers, who were already envious of him, became furious with his gloating and threw him into a pit. Later, however, it is this very ability of Joseph's to retell and make meaning out of a dream that helps him to transform from a lowly prisoner in an Egyptian jail to vizier of the Pharaoh, second in command. Our stories shape our reality. When we emerge from the chrysalis of isolation and quarantine, how will we tell the story of this time? How have we grown? What have we learned? How can we make meaning out of a time of suffering? This Shabbat is a special one, falling just after Tisha B'Av, the lowest point of our Jewish year, a day of mourning all tragedies that have befallen our people. And this Shabbat is named Shabbat Nachamu, Shabbat of comfort, referring to the prophet Isaiah's words, "Take comfort, take comfort." But Nachamu can also mean, "Let us give comfort." Through the act of retelling and uncovering new understandings of this time, we can become givers of comfort as we look towards our next chapter with a sense of hope. Hope for Jews has never been a matter of passively wishing things were better. In Judaism, hope is active as we see ourselves as agents of change. When we tell about this difficult time, how will we shape our story? Will we speak of our fears and the immense challenges of day-to-day life? Or will we express a new awareness of how we are all accountable for one another? How we frame this chapter influences the next. How will you tell your story? Shabbat Shalom.